Woman Barbara Comstock says your tax money should not be used for such settlements. And she would even take it a step further.
So I have a bill I'm working on, no tax deductibility for private companies to like pay off settlements on our taxpayer dime and, you know, take a deduction on it. So we do not, I think that is definitely where things are going.
Comstock spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. Meanwhile, one Democratic senator returned to Capitol Hill yesterday amid allegations of sexual misconduct.
Al Franken says he doesn't think he acted inappropriately with three women who say he did while taking a photo with him as a senator and Senate candidate. Even so,
I've been trying to take responsibility by apologizing and by apologizing to the people I've let down. And I'm going to work to regain their trust.
The entirety of Capitol Hill, legislators and staffers on down, is facing the possibility of mandatory sensitivity training when it comes to sexual harassment. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports, the Ravens beat the Texans on Monday Night Football. College basketball, Maryland loses, Howard loses, UVA wins. NBA, the Wizards are in Minnesota tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow, help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66ExpressLanes.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's talk 66 right now in the westbound direction coming off of the Beltway. The exit to get onto Nutley Street North still closed. Looks like there was a lot of activity here. Trash truck fired. Now it's under control, but still see some of that lingering smoke in the area. So everyone passing Nutley Street, that's what's going on in that stretch. All your lanes of 66 open passing Nutley Street. It's just that exit that's closed for now. On 270, several cars involved in the crash as you try to get through Gaithersburg. The location just south of 124, so that's really your relief point as you come out of the Clarksburg area in that stop and go. And then beyond, have a little bit of volume in Rockville heading on toward the 270 spur. Now, top side of the Beltway, normal backups, College Park to Silver Spring. Interloop, you're good between Bethesda and College Park area, no problems. On 95 southbound, just south of Route 100, that crashed to the shoulder, but 100 got hit hard here just to merge onto 95, so expect that volume. But when you get onto 95, the pace is getting better. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking weather forecast the next couple of days. High pressure in dominating our weather, keeping us in the low 60s today and tomorrow. And plenty of sunshine with a light breeze. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. A little bit colder outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Haymarket, 35 in La Plata, 40 in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by VDOT. A 13-year-old girl chases away a burglar. It's all caught on video. See it now at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:15 is Andrew McCarthy from the National Review, and we'll talk to him about the battle brewing over at the Consumer Financial Protection Board. At 7:35, it's Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner, and at 8:35, it's our friend Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
In a moment, we'll be joined by Alex Pfeiffer of the Daily Caller, but first I want to mention, you heard us talking about the Fisher House going into the news, and it's just so important. You know, this Friday and Saturday, we're going to be doing what has now become a real, real important tradition here at WMAL, which is to work to support the Fisher House and their help of wounded warriors and their families. They do such incredible work. Mary and I visited last week with the Fisher House in Bethesda, got to meet some of the people who are benefiting directly from your contributions, and just the help and the relief and the solace that it brings to those families as they deal with some of the most difficult times of their lives cannot be overstated. This is an important mission, and the Fisher House, I've talked to so many people in the last few days who've either benefited directly from it or who speak in saint-like terms about the way the Fisher House takes care of people. So, you know, again, we'll be talking to you more about it this week, but once again, you can help support the fine work of the Fisher House team. Join us this week for the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon on Friday and Saturday, and you can get your contribution in early. Just log on to WMAL.com right now and click on the red banner at the top of our homepage. Help support America's wounded warriors and their families. Make your donation today at WMAL.com. Now, we go to White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, Alex Pfeiffer, joining us on a busy news week yet again in the Trump administration. And Alex, the President of the United States, fresh off of his Thanksgiving vacation, what's on the agenda today?
Hey, thanks for having me on today. So today there's two key things on Trump's schedule. He has a meeting this morning at the White House with the so-called Big Four. That's Paul Ryan, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Mitch McConnell. And that's to try and work to hash out a spending deal. Now, last time a meeting like this happened in September, Trump actually ended up siding with the Democrats. But the White House seems fairly adamant this time. They won't want to cave to Democrat pressure to include any sort of amnesty.
Well, tell us about that, because you mentioned the last time they left, it became famous that he agreed with Chuck and Nancy to give a short-term extension to the budget deal, which led to this end-of-the-year battle that they're now going to have to contend with. So does now the Democrats, as you said, are demanding DACA and a clean DACA bill in order to keep these illegal immigrants in the United States indefinitely. What is the White House saying about that?
Well, the White House is pointing to comments from Schumer not too long ago when he would say that Republicans are including, quote, poison pill riders in their negotiations when they would ask for, defunding of Planned Parenthood. So it's kind of they're turning tables on Schumer by saying, hey, you complained about this not so long ago. And the White House, they want an increase in defense spending. The Washington Post reported this morning that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will be present at the White House meeting today.
I want to talk about what Lindsey Graham had said on, I believe it was CNN, where he was on with Dick Durbin, and he did say there's a deal to be done about immigration. And he said, for the DREAM Act, I think you could get strong border security and a break in chain migration. If you put those three things together, put it on the end of your spending bill, that would be a heck of an accomplishment for 2017. So hinting at this idea of some kind of a deal that the Democrats will get the DREAM Act, but in exchange, the Republicans get the wall and an end to chain migration. Any idea if that would be something that could work out?
So far, most signs point to that being done in 2018. It's what Senate Republicans have openly said, that they want to concentrate right now on tax reform. And it's another thing on Trump's schedule today. He'll go to Capitol Hill and meet with Senate Republicans as they work to put forward their own tax legislation. So Senate Republicans, they are open to some sort of deal where, the White House has their immigration priorities, where they want unchained migration, increased border security, and they'd be open to a DREAM Act of sorts. But that looks like it'll happen in 2018. You know, it'd be a little tough politically for Republicans to get elected on an immigration enforcement agenda and pass an amnesty before getting tax reform done, especially heading into volatile midterms.
So they'll keep it separate?
It was floated that it being the spending bill back in September, but recently they've been saying that we want to do this in 2018.
Got All right. So what's the latest on tax reform? We saw a change here. We saw a Montana senator come across the aisle and say he's a no right now. We also saw Rand Paul say that he's currently a yes. The president is joining a Senate lunch today to try and convince these senators as well to change their minds. What is the expectation here? What's the forecast? Will we see a tax plan pass the Senate?
Well, yesterday, Senate Finance Committee members met with Trump, and Orrin Hatch was confident that they would get 50 votes and be able to use Mike Pence as a tiebreaker. And Pat Toomey was also confident they'll be all able to get it done. John Cornyn said they'd get put their bill forward this week. So they appear confident. Ron Johnson and Bob Corker still want some changes to the tax bill, and they're working to keep them happy. But this is obviously would be fairly important for Republicans to finally get something done in 2017. So they appear confident. Trump said earlier in November he wants to deliver a Christmas gift with tax reform.
Do you get the sense? I mean, President Trump has seemed like extraordinarily patient on this particular legislation. Does his patience run out if the Senate fails to pass this?
Well, I mean, what's next then? Are they going to go back to the table on Obamacare? It's like we just talked about with the Dream Act. It would seem silly for that to be the first major accomplishment of the guy who talked about rapists during his initial speech. So it would seem not too bright just to move on from tax reform. So I think they seem pretty intense on getting this done.
Yeah, it seems like it to me. I feel like his patience with Mitch McConnell may disappear entirely if they can't get.
Well, I mean, clearly their relationship can't be that great if he's not coming out fully and endorsing Roy Moore, but he's always tweeting that the worst thing for Alabama would be to elect Roy Moore's opponent, Doug Jones, and Mitch McConnell is explicitly called for Roy Moore to drop out of the race. So it's again, him and Mitch McConnell, their feud hasn't been at all private. It's been fairly public.
Alex Pfeiffer, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Thanks as always for joining us, Alex.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway troubles. Let's start Maryland because we have both Maryland and Virginia. On the inner loop as you come across the American Legion Bridge, Virginia into Maryland, River Road, that crash looks like they've cleared it. So lanes are open, not seeing too much of any activity there, but still a little bit below speed. So if you're heading through that stretch, now a much better pace. On the outer loop, you can see the activity, so we are slow coming off of 270. 270 southbound, one of our hang-up points here, Clarksburg and down past 124, multi-car crash over to the shoulder now. Now the Virginia Beltway crash, inner loop in Annandale, 236, that's now been put to the shoulder. Lanes are open, but you can still see the activity. And to the Wilson Bridge, you're backing up before St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today lots of sunshine with a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 43. And tomorrow, a repeat of today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 63 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, though, we're at 39 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at NextEraEnergy.com.
And joining us right now on Mornings on the Mall from the National Review is Andrew McCarthy. Andrew, good morning. Oh, he's not waiting. Andrew's going to be joining us. We're going to talk to him about the Consumer Financial Protection Board battle that's going on. We've got Mick Mulvaney, day two. Do you think yesterday he brought donuts? Do you think we're going to enjoy pastries today there? He's going to win his way to their hearts with the baked goods. And clearly he is the one who got the parking spot. Apparently Leandra English did not show up yesterday at the CFPB. Joining us right now, Andrew McCarthy from the National Review. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Doing great. So Mick Mulvaney, as we said, arrived yesterday with donuts. So we're hoping for maybe some Danish today on the job. How did his first day go yesterday?
Well, you know, I heard his press conference and I thought he was terrific. He was, I think he struck exactly the tone you would want, which is that far from running away from his prior statements about the constitutional flaws of the CFPB, he reaffirmed them, but he also stressed, and I think this has been a good theme of the Trump administration from the beginning, that the executive branch's job is to carry out the law as Congress has written it. So they are certainly not going to have the same policy priorities as the prior administration, as you would expect, but he's not going in there as I'd like to go in there with a sledgehammer and dismantling the place.
Right. So, this is something, as you point out, sort of been a long trend here for the Trump administration. They claim, you know, the president often claims a lot of legislative victories, and people are like, well, what is he talking about? And what he's talking about is all of these congressional review acts that they've passed through the Congress and that the president has signed, which means that he's been basically rolling back Obama era regulations, defanging these agencies, and now you've got this one, the CFPB, which they're basically bringing back into constitutional order, making sure that the president actually has say-so over this agency.
Yeah, I think that's right. And my point includes also, you know, all of these executive orders that Trump has issued, I've always said the number of executive orders is not the issue. It's what the executive orders do. You know, do they do what executive orders are supposed to do, and that is have the president direct the proper organization and execution of the executive branch, or do they, under the guise of being an executive order, try to usurp the powers of Congress to legislate? And I think the president's executive orders have been quite careful to lay out the statutory authority for whatever it is he's trying to accomplish and then implement it, which is why, for example, in attacking the immigration orders, the opponents are not able to attack the orders themselves. So they go after, you know, Trump's rhetoric on the campaign trail. When it comes to the four corners of what these orders say, I think this administration, compared to the prior administration in particular, has been very efficient in laying out its legislative authority and following it.
You know, that right now, Leandra English, through her lawyer, is asking a judge, they couldn't get the restraining order that they wanted right away, but asking a judge to resolve this. Do you think even the most liberal court in the United States is going to find in favor of Leandra English and the idea that she is the acting director of the CFPB?
Well, if that happened, I mean, look, we have courts that do crazy things. I'd be very surprised if any court entertains. I'm quite surprised, actually, that the court is entertaining it at all. As I understand it, she's bringing the suit in her own capacity. She's not bringing it on behalf of the agency, because the agency's internal lawyers looked at the Justice Department's memorandum and said, you know, they're right. Mulvaney is the one who should be here, and the president has the authority to do this. So I don't understand why her suit is even being entertained,
right?
But I would expect it to be swiftly thrown out. I mean, this is just not, it's not a hard call. And for people on the left who are smart, what I think they want to do is preserve the CFPB. And, you know, they have a lot of allies in Congress toward that end. And the last thing they want is an extended national examination of this constitutional abomination. I think they'd rather have this whole thing go away quickly. Mulvaney is not talking about going in there and dismantling the agency. So I think the last thing that the left would want here is to extend this controversy, because on the law, they're completely in the wrong. And the longer this goes on, the more it invites people to look at what a constitutional chimera this thing is.
And well, Andrew McCarthy, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Andrew McCarthy, contributing editor of the National Review. It is now 7:22 on WMAL.
You've heard about the deep discounts from Long Fence, but now you can really score big with the lowest prices of the year. All fences, decks, and pavers are now even more affordable. Visit longfence.com today.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Pam and I purchased our timeshare in 1979. We went to our timeshare twice a year for years. Boy, I miss those days. In 2012, I lost Pam. I knew I had to get out of our timeshare because the thought of going back there was too painful for me and our children. Finally, I found Timeshare Exit Team. They got us out.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It's 725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. A reminder, this is morning number 2 of the rush hours that a crew's dealing with the Metro Rail construction project of the Capital Improvement Project. So what's happening? No trains between Silver Spring and Fort Cotton, and the Tacoma Station is closed. Now, this is in effect through December 10th, so we have 2 full work weeks dealing with this. Definitely allow extra time, especially to get onto the limited bus service that is taking place at the Metro Rail closure point. Now, let's get you out onto the roads, top side of the Beltway, the outer loop, College Park to Silver Spring. That's typically where we have those delays. Now, the inner loop, though, we have broken down truck, right as you come up toward Route 1 in College Park. It's giving us a little extra volume. George Avenue coming out of Wheaton down toward Forest Glen. Had an incident reported before you get to the light at Forest Glen Road. Several cars involved in the crash on 270. I know you're sitting at some of the stop and go. It starts in Clarksburg and it takes you past 124, but looks like all your travel lanes open, so slight relief there. On the inner loop of the Beltway, River Road crash was cleared, and in Virginia, the inner loop at 236, the River Turnpike, that accident cleared out of the way as well, but still quite slow. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More above-average temperatures, not setting records, however, but still going to park it somewhere in the low 60s as we go on through today. A few high clouds around this morning, otherwise plenty of sunshine throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
All the time, I was a deputy district attorney, a circuit judge, a chief justice on 2 separate occasions, represented the Foundation for Moral Law, and been an officer in the military. It has never been brought up once.
And that was Sheriff Roy Moore, excuse me, Judge Roy Moore, running for office, as you know, in Alabama. He came out yesterday and made some statements about these ongoing allegations. And, you know, his, as we talked about, I believe it was yesterday, he released a press statement, including testimony from three different people who said that they either worked at the Old Hickory House or frequented it and don't remember him ever being there. Don't remember the woman who said she was a waitress.
Right.
One woman was a waitress there, said, I never worked with this woman in my life. She was never a waitress there. So he's trying to fight back on these things. And when he went on to say, like, this entire thing I keep telling you is just false.
These allegations are completely false. They're malicious. Specifically, I do not know any of these women, nor have I ever engaged in sexual misconduct with any woman.
Now, this all broke in the Post, in the Washington Post, right, this story. And apparently there is a woman who approached the Washington Post with this, her own story of Roy Moore and allegedly being abused by him. And the Post said, you know, they smelled a rat, something didn't look right. They did some research into her and concluded that she was a setup. She was a setup, apparently, allegedly, from Project Veritas. And they actually saw her going into their offices. They saw her car parked right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after they called her out on some social media postings saying, look, you're not who you say you are. So this entire game is so scary with back and forth and people trying to set people up and fake news and this and that and everything else. It's really scary.
Yeah, she was there apparently to do a credibility check and the Post succeeded.
Yeah, you know what bothers me about this is we don't get the real story because of all of the subterfuge going on with this, and I think we deserve the right story. 729 on WMAL.
I love investing in American businesses.
Tonight, Marcus Lemonis spends his own money.
Unfortunately, on paper, you're out of business.
To save small businesses.
I've agreed to invest $3 million, and I will be 100% in charge.
This is going to be tough for you.
I'm up for the challenge.
New season, new possibilities.
Do you believe in your company?
Yes.
Prove it to me. Let's go to work.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner, and we'll find out everything that's going on with Congress. We'll get their agenda, and also the harassment scandals continue on Capitol Hill at 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump meets today with top Republican and Democratic congressional leaders as lawmakers work toward a deal to keep the government funded beyond December 8th. But this also as Senate Republicans move toward a key committee vote on tax reform this afternoon. Two Republican senators now say they oppose the GOP tax bill the way it's written. President Trump's pick to head the Federal Reserve is scheduled to appear before the Senate Banking Committee today for his confirmation hearing. In prepared comments, Jerome Powell says if confirmed, he expects the Fed to continue raising interest rates gradually. The Washington Post says a fake Roy Moore accuser tried to conduct a sting operation.
According to the paper, a woman who came forward accusing the Alabama Republican Senate candidate of impregnating her at 15 was apparently working on behalf of Project Veritas, an organization that tries to secretly record deceptive conversations with journalists in an effort to shame mainstream media news outlets and expose what they claim to be media bias. Over the course of 2 weeks, Jamie Phillips told the Post about her pregnancy and how it resulted in an abortion. However, reporters later saw her entering the organization's New York offices and found a GoFundMe page where Phillips bragged about her new job. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The election was weeks ago, but control of the Virginia House is still in question. Three House races are so close, recounts are likely. Right now, the GOP has a 51-49 majority. The people who serve on federal grand juries in Washington want a raise. Some two dozen federal grand jurors have petitioned congressional leaders for an increase in the current per diem of $50, which they call abysmal. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,581, the NASDAQ at 68,79. Sports sponsored by Staples. College basketball, Maryland, and Howard suffer loss losses. UVA gets a win. Monday Night Football, the Ravens beat Houston. NBA, the Wizards are in Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now, save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply in 12-17.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? This weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, talking with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's been on the program for a full month now. Okay, yep. JJ, what's the one-month report card?
18 pounds in 1 month.
That's phenomenal.
I've lost 3% body fat, but most importantly, I feel like I'm finally in control of my health and my eating habits again. I told my counselor last time I was there, it feels like my willpower woke up.
That's really something. And every week when you get your body composition analysis, there's always good news of some kind. And it's so empowering to build on that good news week after week.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome, and I would encourage anybody else who's maybe been hearing these ads and thinking about EMP 180, you can do it. The structure, the support, the food, the technology, literally success is waiting for you. If I can do it, you can do it. Wake up your willpower today with EMP 180.
Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now their new location in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway and Maryland College Park bunched up to get past Route 1, but the broken down tractor trailer crews tell me out of the travel lane. So a little bit better news there. And for 95 with the delays just after the ICC, that does focus onto each exit of the Beltway, both inner and outer loop as a result. Now let's go southbound New Hampshire Avenue as you come off to the Beltway past Adelphi Road. Crews were responding to an incident there. 270. We're doing okay out of Frederick. Just light volume now in Urbana and Hyattstown. It's Clarksburg most of the way down to the Beltway. Only broken up a bit after you check out the multi-car crash on the shoulder south of 124. Heading into town, across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. It's been about the volume. George Washington Parkway past the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge. Nothing stopped along the way, but here we go with the rush hour. That's why we're so slow. And 66 westbound, the exit to Nutley Street North, still closed. Had the early
earlier trash truck fire. A lot of activity still there, but that fire under control. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More above average temperatures, not setting records, however, but still going to park it somewhere in the low 60s as we go on through today. A few high clouds around this morning, otherwise plenty of sunshine throughout the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 32 and only 39 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, this morning, 8:35, we'll be joined by the fabulous Larry Kudlow, going to break down everything that's going on in this tax debate. He's got a lot of insight on, a lot of wisdom to share, and that'll happen today at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to start my job. I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work as hard as I can for the people of Minnesota.
And that was Al Franken yesterday joining us right now to discuss that. Susan Ferriccio, she's the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Very good. Good morning.
So that was Al Franken yesterday. How come he just gets to go back to work and others can't even get elected because of what they've done there? They can't even run, according to some people. What's going on in Congress as far as these sexual harassment scandals?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen to Al Franken. That's right. He's gone back to work. It's, you know, he'll eventually have to run again for re-election. And face the voters, and maybe by then it'll have all faded away in everyone's memory. But yes, you're right. There is a bit of a double standard. First of all, once you're a sitting member or senator, it's easier to get away with it, if you will. It's very hard to be expelled from Congress. It almost never happens. But if you're running for the seat, you know, it's much easier to say, hey, you know, don't run, drop out of the race. We don't want you. And besides, I think that the determination has been made that candidate Roy Moore is a bigger criminal in this instance than Al Franken. People have decided that what Roy Moore has done is worse. That's what I hear people saying. Like, you can't draw any. The Democrats say you cannot draw a comparison between Roy Moore and Al Franken.
But Susan, that seems like kind of a rationalization too, because I mean, in addition to the fact that may be true, there is a situation here where this is about protecting your party. I mean, Al Franken and John Conyers so far have been given a lot of leeway, but you've pointed out, look, that's changed. I see in your coverage, you cover this, you know, Nancy Pelosi this weekend, you heard her on Meet the Press talking extensively about how John Conyers is owed due process, but now she's changed her tune. Why is that?
Backlash. And at the first point you made, Vince, is 100% correct. This is always about protecting the party for both sides, for both parties. But yes, there was a lot of backlash against Nancy Pelosi, who was already feeling pressure and has been over the past months that, you know, the leadership on the Democratic side, marginalized in the minority for years now, needs a refreshing change, meaning Pelosi and all those who surround her, all in their 70s, need to go. So there was already pressure on her. So then here we have the comments she made yesterday, which is really old school, if you will, where she takes the, well, you know, we don't know all the evidence yet approach. That's again the old school approach. The new approach was supposed to be, oh yes, you're right, Conyers needs to go. Well, she got on board with that finally yesterday with the meeting with Melanie Sloan, who worked for Conyers back in the 90s and then became the founding director of an ethics watchdog group. Hard not to sit down and listen to her. So Pelosi came out and said, look, I find her to be credible, and I haven't talked to these other women, but their voices deserve to be heard. You know, she's sort of making amends or maybe clarifying what you will, you know, whatever you want to look at it, what she said on Sunday, but it may be just in a way to help rectify that whole situation, because she was getting a lot of heat, a lot of criticism.
So this is basically a way for the Democrats to just eat the weak gazelle at the edge of the watering hole, right? So they get rid of the Clintons, they get rid of Conyers, right? They get rid of the old weak ones, and that it's just their way of doing it.
But yes, but and now if you look at Al Franken, though, that's a tough one, though, because, you know, don't forget, when he won, it was by a couple hundred votes. that seat, you know, Minnesota is not necessarily a safe place for Democratic senators. So, you know, I don't think there's any mad rush to push him out of office right now. In fact, I get the sense there are a lot of people who want to defend him and that want to keep him in the Senate.
Right, but that's why he's kind of getting the soft hand, and he deserves due process.
Right.
And Conyers, I believe her.
Yeah, already 88 years old, another Democrat in his league. Replace him on judiciary, no problem. But you need to be careful because you get the backlash of, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus. They're not happy with this. They don't want to see him pushed out. They may feel he's being treated unfairly. So you have to be really careful in the Democratic Party not to incite their own base. Much in the same way on the Republican side, they need to be careful about Roy Moore.
Look,
you see Donald Trump walking the fine line. You don't want to incite that base either.
Look, here's another thing. I want to get back to Nancy Pelosi for a second and the fact that she believes Melanie Sloan. Melanie Sloan is a well-known quantity in Washington. She ran the Center for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and their job is to be an ethical watchdog of Congress. No longer does that, by the way, because Crew was co-opted by Media Matters. That's a long story. But in her statement yesterday, Nancy Pelosi speaks to Ms. Sloan's credibility, referring to her as a respected ethics expert and attorney. Yes. This is a problem for her because all accusers are supposed to be believed, not just the ones with high credibility.
Right. I saw that line. And then the next line, though, is that she says, I haven't talked to all the other accusers, but they need to be heard as well.
That's what we call wiggle room, yes.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. Where it's like, well, I guess I trust Melanie Sloan because she's a lawyer, but these other low-level staffers, you know, there is this hierarchy on Capitol Hill where the low-level staffers are really, you know, they are ignored.
All we're saying is if you're a liberal today, you're still setting your hair on fire about Nancy Pelosi. That's it.
Susan Farish.
That's happening.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's Susan Farishio from the Washington Examiner. It is now 7:43 on WMAL.
I agree with that.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Totally disagree.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, you could save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse. With mattresses starting at just $99, they're in stock and you can take them home today. As Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings with over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. They have a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. That's sleephappens.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK. Plan Rick.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker dealer. Member FINRA SIPC.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Hybla Valley. That's where we have some activity here. If you use Route 1 northbound, you need a little extra time here to get around the crash. You watch for police here at the scene that will be northbound Route 1 after you pass Mount Vernon Plaza coming up to Arlington Drive, if you're familiar with that area. So northbound Route 1, definitely seeing those delays. Southbound, you're okay. Not going to cost you any extra time. Your lanes are open and no problems to get you through. Now, let's go Beltway. Volume delays leaving Springfield through Annandale. Crash there, gone. And then north of 66 to the Legion Bridge. Working your way into Maryland, not an issue anymore. Earlier crash at River Road. Interloop has been cleared. 66 eastbound, the normal delays, but normal means jammed as you head through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Westbound 66. Your lanes are open and you're up at speed, but not able to make the exit to go north on Nutley Street from the trash truck fire cleanup. I know, during rush hour. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, volume each direction, coming off the 11th Street Bridge slow, but crews say, nope, nothing there, just the morning rush hour slowing through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure's locked in the eastern half of the nation. Where's winter? Well, it's not here, at least not yet. Give it a week or so. Lots of sunshine today, 63. Tonight, clear 43 outside the Beltway, a little colder. Sunny tomorrow, 63. We'll knock it down a little bit on Thursday. Clouds and sunshine, 53. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Tax reform will boost American jobs, wages, and competitiveness. America's leading employers support tax reform because it is good for American workers. Call Congress and tell them to deliver real tax reform.
Paid for by Business Roundtable.
All right, get ready. Over the next few months, if you watch any network television, you're going to encounter an advertisement that you are going to get nice and sick of. 11 years in the making now of appeals and delays, a federal court, Vox writes for us today, a federal court has finally forced tobacco companies Altria, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Lorillard, and Philip Morris USA to run a year-long ad campaign in which they will admit that they tried to make cigarettes more addictive and that smoking kills more people than die from murder, HIV, AIDS, suicide, car crashes, drug overdoses, and alcohol combined, among other messages. So the television ads are going to be running on all the major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. They'll run in prime time, and they're going to run at least five times a week for a year.
Wow.
Beginning this weekend. So you're going to see this ad on your television. If you watch any network television in prime time, you'll see this ad run five times a week for the next year. Check out some of this. This is what it sounds like.
A federal court has ordered Altria, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Lorillard, and Philip Morris USA to make this statement about the health effects of smoking. Smoking kills, on average, 1,200 Americans every day.
This is like a shelter-in-place warning.
It's like, well, they're too cheap to pay someone to voice it.
A nuclear strike is imminent in your region. Please shelter in place as authorities attempt to intercept the missiles.
It's awful. That's terrible.
So here's more from the ad. Again, just previewing, I just want to be the first to deliver something to you that you're going to get sick and tired of. Here's more from the ad.
More people die every year from smoking than from murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined. Smoking causes heart disease, emphysema, acute myeloid leukemia, and cancer of the mouth, esophagus, larynx, lung, stomach, kidney, bladder, and pancreas.
Is this the most joyless living human ever, or is that actually a robotic read?
That's a robot. That's not a human.
You're convinced.
I'm convinced it's not a human.
That the enunciation is too precise.
It's definitely they were too cheap to hire someone to do that. I guarantee that's robotic. In my humble opinion,
smoking kills more people than die from murder, HIV, AIDS, suicide, car crashes, drug overdoses, and alcohol combined.
You would have done a good job. Look at you. You got another career case.
See,
already.
That? I'm telling you, it could be an actual human.
It's not. 7:50 on WMAL.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust
adjust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free, or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there.
We can.
And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. Well, futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day in U.S. history at $6.5 billion. That's a billion more than last year. Big sellers include the LOL surprise toy and the Nintendo Switch. Motor Trend's car of the year is the Alfa Romeo Giulia, a sporty sedan priced at about $39,000, but it'll run you $73,000 well equipped. The truck of the year is the Ford F-150, and the SUV of the year is the Honda CR-V. Airlines will rake in about $57 billion from passenger fees this year, says Idealworks Company. And some airlines are adding new fees for faster boarding and day passes at airport lounges. Starbucks is out with a red holiday cup this morning after several weeks of mostly white ones that drew mixed reviews from customers. If you were making $2.5 million a week, you'd want to keep that going, too. Bruce Springsteen on Broadway in New York, now extended through next June. And today is Giving Tuesday, when you're asked to donate to charity or volunteer. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Through town, southeast, southwest freeway. I'm looking at volume each direction off of the 11th Street Bridge and 295 and off of the 14th Street Bridge. Now, the crash reported on the outbound side near the 14th Street Bridge on the freeway. So watch DDOT crews, fire and rescue responding there. Now, let's get you off the Beltway. Once you cross the Wilson Bridge, your delay's beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Then if you take 295, have that stop and go to get you up toward the Naval Research Lab. You get a bit of a break until you hit the exit to the 11th Street Bridge, so you know. Had the broken down tractor trailer, Maryland Beltway College Park, Interloop Route 1, it is gone. So You'll watch for the volume there. Volume in Bethesda, inner loop stretch, outer loop normal delays as you push around College Park to Silver Spring. Georgia Avenue, still coming out of the Wheaton area. Delays to get you down toward the light at Forest Glen Road. Had an incident there. And Hybla Valley area, northbound Route 1, just north of Mount Vernon Plaza at Arlington Drive for the crash. Update is now sponsored by Shop Vac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry to Lowe's, pick up your Shop Vac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting at $79. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, we'll put together another good looking day today. Sunshine's going to be dominant, a few high clouds, and chilly this morning, but very mild this afternoon, about 10 above average, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 39 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
Vince, tell him what's coming up on WMAL.
The president honoring Navajo code talkers yesterday, and he insulted Elizabeth Warren. We'll tell you all about it.
And can you bring your phone to work? Well, if you work in the White House, you may not be able to do that for much longer. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Senate Republican leaders are hoping the GOP tax reform bill passes a critical vote today in the Senate Budget Committee, but that is not at all certain.
At least two senators are still expressing concern, including Ron Johnson, who said Monday that he is a no because the bill is unfair to millions of small business owners. If Johnson votes against the bill today, it will stall in committee until more changes are made. and addressing Johnson's concerns could further increase the national debt, possibly generating opposition from deficit hawks.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. The Washington Post claims it was the target of an attempted sting operation by Project Veritas, which the paper says tried to get it to fall for a fake story about Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. The Post says the woman came to them and falsely claimed that Moore had impregnated her when she was a teenager. The Post did not publish her claims, but did later spot her walking into the New York offices of Project Veritas. Roy Moore himself, meanwhile, says dirty politics are behind the allegations of sexual misconduct.
They're aware of my past. They're aware that I'm difficult to manage, which means I've got my own mind. I don't follow the people. And they don't want that. They don't want that in Washington, whether it's Democrat or Republican. They want to do what they've been doing for many years and not get anything done.
Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, meanwhile, is taking steps to make sure that no taxpayer money is spent when lawmakers settle with sexual harassment accusers.
We are committed to, you know, making sure we don't have any taxpayer funds going to any settlements anymore, having a zero tolerance, and implementing, I should have mentioned, new policies for those victims, getting rid of this counseling and this long process victims have to go through, get them like a victim's counselor or an ombudsman so they can come forward.
Comstock spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show. Control of the Virginia House of Delegates is still a question mark. Republicans hold a 51-49 majority right now, but three House races are so close, recounts are likely, and the outcome of those three contests will likely determine which party controls the House. Express lane scoff laws, beware. There's some more enforcement out there ahead of tolls going live on I-66 inside the Beltway next week.
We've actually recently stepped up the number of troopers that are